Gang, it's 13 minutes after 7 with the Grease Man. I'm going to get out and do me some drinking this weekend. I got the urge to do me some dancing down at Knuckles Junction. I'm one of them redneck kind of guys. You ever do that, sit in the bar and just size everybody up? I remember one time we was in this dinner-slash-bar kind of restaurant, me and Estelle, and I'm just looking around, feeling rangy, feeling proud, feeling bold, feeling bulky. And I'd had a few, and Estelle wasn't providing me any stimulation. She was just sitting there picking at her food. Finally, I stood up, my chair fell over, everybody looked at me. I said, "Everybody in this place is a wimp! Everybody in this place is a wimp!" And everybody just looked at me, and I stood there looking bold, proud, and bulky, waiting for somebody to stand up. I just kind of chuckled as I sat back down in my chair when this little guy, all the way in the corner of the restaurant, jumped up and started coming toward me, spinning. I said, "No." Estelle said, "Uh-oh, somebody open his big mouth." I said, "Estelle, shut up, do something." She said, "I can't do anything. You're the one that said everybody's a wimp, Mr. Hotshot." Meanwhile, this little guy's coming closer. I mean, every now and then he'd spin three times in the air, landing on his feet, looking around real cat-like, slashing at the air. I thought, "Oh, my God. Oh." And Estelle's just loving it. Estelle is eating it up. You know, everybody else in the restaurant is chuckling. I start backing around the salad bar, and this guy's still stalking me, not smiling, not even looking angry, just looking capable. So I dodge around the salad bar, he dodges around after me. I throw a handful of croutons at him. He bats them away effortlessly, giving each one a side slash. Zap, zap, zap. He's cutting them croutons out of the air. By this time, I'm moving back toward the table. Estelle, call the police. Quick, call the police! This man is gonna kill me! But Estelle just sat there laughing. She said, "Why don't you tell him what a wimp he is, Nino? Tell him what a wimp he is, huh? Tell him how you're gonna clean up the floor with him." I said, "Buddy, let's just calm down a little bit. I'm pledging a fraternity, and they made me get up and say that." I didn't, of course, mean it. But no, still, he came at me, ever coming in the horse sense. Enter the dragon. Well, I knew I had to break for the door. I saw a clear path through the tables and chairs, and I started to run. But he was a lot faster, and I could feel his breath on my back. I knew it'd be seconds before I was going to get a roundhouse to the tuckers. I got so terrified, I fouled myself. And when I did, he slipped. And when he slipped, I turned around and kicked him in the face. And as he lay there bleeding, everybody looking at me, I just said, hey, shut up and eat your dinners, for crying out loud. It's all. Got a...